All right, so Anne, what am I looking at? Can you show me what's in that bag?
Okay, inside the bag is an atasok, a baby one piece, an infant one piece that we made it. I'm going to open it up and unwrap it.
Anne Fina Bearden is unrolling a package wrapped in muslin. She's an anthropologist who has documented Yupik life in Western Alaska for decades. Inside, the baby parka is roughly 2 feet long, just big enough to fit a 9-pound baby. It's made of bird skin, rough brown leather on the outside, and feathers peeking out of its collar and hood on the inside.
And it's made out of two gangahlak skins, two king eider skins, and four ashkiah, which are long-tailed ducks.
And this now rare object used to be common in Yupik communities, where every child started life surrounded by bird skin and cuddled in feathers. There are elders alive today who, as infants, were snuggled in birdskin parkas, but over generations, the tradition disappeared as cloth diapers and commercial baby clothes became more easily available at local stores. Making this parka and reviving the almost extinct tradition took the efforts of many people. It began with the memories of an elder, Albertina Dahl, from Nightmute, who began her life in a birdskin parka made by her mother, and later, decades ago, used it for her own children. To make a new one, a hunter in Chifornik, a nearby coastal village, sent over some of the skins, and the rest came from Tuksuk Bay. Reardon says the idea of making the traditional birdskin parka arose during an education collaboration between Chilista, the regional native corporation, and Yupik elders. That's when Dole remembered the baby parkas from her childhood. She says the parka was easy to make. She says Yupik people never throw anything away, including bird skins. There was one problem. At 101 years old with poor eyesight, Albertina couldn't sew the baby parka that she saw so clearly in her memories. But she could teach people how to do it, and that's how Anne and the others started making this parka.
She could describe it, and we'd never seen one. We thought, well, maybe we could make one. So last spring, we got the skins and began to learn how to work on the skins.
They scraped the fat off the skins. They washed them with Blue Dawn soap before hanging the skins to dry. And then to soften the skins, they rubbed them in a circular motion. All this, Albertina told them to do by memory.
For instance, when you're scraping the skins, the way she described it is you hold it, the skin, and then you scrape towards the head and then move gradually down the body, but always in the direction of the head. Now, if you just picked up a skin that was greasy, you wouldn't know that, but she knew that.
The next step was sewing. A couple of women in Tuksuk Bay went to work, following Albertina's instructions. The result is a tiny parka worn by a baby until it starts crawling. The tan skin faces the outside, and the feathers line the inside to keep the infant warm. Blue cloth is stitched around the armholes and the opening in the crotch area, and pink ribbons tie the hood together. Reardon thinks it may be the first such parka made in Western Alaska in nearly 80 years. But the woman in Tuksuk Bay planned to make more.
Well, our joke is we should have a BYOB party. Bring your own bird.
Albertina says the more parkas made, the better they'll look. She says the first ones are rough, but they improve when you make more. It's unclear where this, the first birdskin baby parka in almost a century, will find a home. Reardon hopes that home will be in Bethel. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.